must unlearn what you have learned.
Hello there. Come here, my little friend. Don't be afraid.
Away with your weapon! I mean you no harm!
Kill him. Kill him now. Do it.
You failed your eyes. I am a Jedi. Like my father before.
What is going on, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Shooting the Sith. I'm your host, Robert Slavinsky, and holy crap, this is episode 3, part of the Spoiler Country, Spoilerverse podcast conglomerate that I'm going to call it here. The Spoilerverse is growing every single day. Make sure you go to scpod.net for all of your Spoiler Country and Shooting the Sith needs, as well as so much more, because I tell you what, this website's growing, Spoiler Country is growing, Spoilerverse is growing, it's a lot of fun, it's great, I want you all to be a part of it, because this is something amazing. So make sure you go to scpod.net for all of your Spoilerverse needs, and yeah, so we're going to jump into it here, guys. First thing I'm going to talk about, where is the Star Wars Episode 9 trailer? I know, I talked about it being October 14th. I was sure of myself that it was going to be October 14th. I had no inside knowledge of this. I just really thought that that would be the perfect time to do it. You know, kind of spread things out a little bit from Triple Force Friday to having the trailer the following week and everything like that. Unfortunately, it didn't happen that way. I wanted it to. You wanted it to, but it didn't happen that way. Now, it seems like, according to Black Series Rebels, October 21st during Monday Night Football seems to be the date. That is the Patriots taking on the New York Jets. It's a bigger game. More people are probably going to be tuning in because of it being the Patriots. So that kind of makes sense. I can buy that. I can see why they're going to do that. I'm okay with it. Just another week where we get to speculate on what we might see in that trailer, as well as what we're going to see in the movie. So I'm saying October 21st is what we're hearing. Could be sooner. They may get away from the Monday Night Football thing, or they may continue going down that route. But as of right now, it looks like October 21st is anybody's best guess at this point for the trailer. Hopefully it comes out soon. And if you haven't heard my last podcast from last week, check it out, because I talk about what could possibly be in that trailer as well as in the movie. A major scene in the trailer between Kylo Ren and the old Sith Lord himself, Darth Sidious. So check that podcast out from last week to get all the deets. Unless you don't want to be spoiled, then don't listen to it at all and just go into the trailer, or even skip the trailer, go into the movie. Completely sound of mind and body, and to see the movie fresh. I wish I could do that, I just can't. All right, another thing I'm going to get into, because the two big stories I have here, one is the Freddie Prinze Jr. rant, the epic Star Wars rant that he went on, which you can listen to in its entirety at scpod.net, so you can find it there. And then also some Rian Johnson news. So before I get to those two things, I want to talk about this. Some interesting things happened this week. Oxford English Dictionary has added some Star Wars lingo to its database. The four words that have been added to it are Jedi, Force, Padawan, and Lightsaber. So, for instance, Jedi, this is the definition within the Oxford English Dictionary. Jedi, which gets a formal definition that reads, in the fictional universe of the Star Wars films, a member of an order of heroic, skilled warrior monks who are able to harness the mystical power of the Force. Also, the Force. Let's see. That word was actually already part of the dictionary, but its definition got an update to incorporate Star Wars that states a mystical universal energy field mind trick is also updated with a note that says Jedi. And then Padawan, they just changed the word of lightsaber and added Padawan, a lightsaber, resembling a sword, but having a destructive beam of light and of a blade. So that's kind of the things that they're throwing in the Oxford English Dictionary. It's kind of exciting. If you're a big Star Wars fan, seeing that show up in the dictionary is kind of cool. It just makes it more realistic, right? That means it's going to be a thing at some point in time. I'm hoping. I would love to see Jedi's walking around. I know there's a Jedi religion over in Europe. The people are a part of, and they practice it on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis. Why not bring it over to the States? Why the heck not, right? I'll be the first to sign up. I'm sure everybody else will. I know down near where I live, down in West Virginia here, I don't live in West Virginia, but near West Virginia, or in West Virginia, I live near West Virginia, there is a school called the Praxium Lightsaber School or something like that, where they just, I see it weekly on Facebook, they're sitting there practicing with lightsabers and getting the skills with a lightsaber. It's absolutely amazing. I want to reach out to them sometime. I want to get involved with them and even get them on the podcast here and have a discussion on what they're doing. I think it would be awesome. So hopefully I can get that and make that happen. But I mean, if we got that far, why not have the Jedi religion in America, right? 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 All right, anyways. Moving on. The Rian Johnson news is kind of interesting because there was a red carpet event of some sort. Again, I'm sorry, I don't know exactly what it was, but he was asked, you know, when to expect him to jump back into the Star Wars universe. You know, they were asking him about if he's excited about the upcoming movie. And he sits there and talks about, oh, I'm excited. I'm a fan again. I can sit down and watch this movie with anticipation and excitement. I'm a fan again. So then they asked him, hey, when do you think you're going to jump back into the Star Wars universe? And he goes, well, we'll see. I'm still talking to Lucasfilm. They're figuring out what they're doing, and we'll see what happens. But I'd be thrilled if it happens. And I'm working on my own stuff, too. It's interesting because prior to the release of The Last Jedi, Disney and Lucasfilm announced, hey, Rian Johnson has signed on to do another trilogy of Star Wars movies. Whether it was going to be just writing, producing, or directing, he was involved in some form or fashion. Obviously, The Last Jedi came out and was as divisive as a film could possibly be. People hate it, people love it, people despise it, people want to marry it. I mean, people, this movie for the last 2 years now has been talked about just as much as Batman vs. Superman, which was a very divisive film as well. So the fact that Lucasfilm stayed strong for as long as they have, even to this point, they have stayed strong that, oh yes, Rian Johnson is still, you know, working on his script or his trilogy and what have you. That's impressive that they've kept it going on that long, because probably the safest thing for them to have done would have been just to say, well, we're reevaluating and we're going to take a look at what Rian Johnson has. So it's not a definite, but it might happen. That would have been the safest bet, because then you would have people like, okay, good job, Lucasfilm, you're doing the right thing. Obviously, you would have these people who are upset who love The Last Jedi, but honestly, I don't think the people that love The Last Jedi necessarily are as supportive of Rian Johnson as they are supportive of the movie. And sometimes I think the people that are supportive of The Last Jedi are just supportive of it because it's the title Star Wars, isn't it? Not saying that's the case. I highly enjoy The Last Jedi. It's not my favorite film. I do see its issues. I also see its merits, and again, whatever, let's enjoy it and do what we can to keep this fandom together, because I am so sick and tired of all the negativity that surrounds this fandom. So whether or not Rian Johnson does get his trilogy or not, either way, I think we're going to be in a great time for Star Wars after the release of The Rise of Skywalker. I think it's celebration next year. I think they're going to talk about many things that are in the pipeline that we at this point in time have no idea about. Yeah, we know about the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. We know about the Cassian Andor series. And we know about the Benioff and Weiss movies that are going to be starting in 2022, with the releasing in 2022. And then every other year or every couple years after that. That's great. But I guarantee, I'm telling you right now, come celebration this year, they're going to have something. They have to really have something for us at Celebration. And I think there's going to be a number of announcements of things that have been in development for quite some time that to this point we have no idea about. Let's see. Yeah. So we're going to move to the big story here. The Freddie Prinze Jr. epic Star Wars rants. Now, on the Jeff Dies podcast, he was sitting there talking about Star Wars. Why that was all brought up, I'm not 100% sure. The video clip that I've seen is him just basically jumping right into the Star Wars rant. But it is pretty epic. I'm not going to sit here and say I agree with everything that he says, because I think a lot of what he says adds to the divide within the fandom. And that's not what I or Shootin' a Sith is all about. We are about bringing the fandom together and making sure that Star Wars lives on in the best possible way. But he does bring up a number of points that are just dead on and perfect to talk about and bring up some great discussion. Now, I'm going to read some of what he says here. If you haven't heard the video or seen the video, I say give it a shot. It is not safe for work because he does drop the F-bomb quite a number of times and swear quite a bit. But I'm going to read a lot of it here. And I apologize for the language. This is not me. This is Freddie Prinze Jr. ranting about Star Wars fandom. He goes, "People bitch about the dumbest things. These are archetype characters. These are George Lucas's words. There's no Jack Bauer in Star Wars. The character doesn't exist. It's not Han Solo. Han Solo's a reluctant hero. That's the archetype. Darth Maul, who everybody wants to win and is everyone's favorite because he looks sick and he's great in the video game. Fuck you guys. He's Sisyphus. He is born to fall or fail. Learn your Greek mythology. Like, I don't know. George fucking Lucas did. He's cursed to roll a boulder up the hill, only to have it roll to the bottom again every single time for eternity. That is Darth Maul's quest. He's on the joke. He's in on the joke, you guys. He knows it. He's just cursed to live that life." You know, again, that's what he's trying to talk about, is understanding the characters. Realizing that, you know, I think he's kind of talking about Rey here for a second, in a sense, you know, where people are so dead set on Rey being this overpowerful being in the Star Wars universe and kind of the way that they've made her seem. I mean, not just her, I mean, other characters as well, that some people just grab onto and are like, oh, they're the most powerful person. They're the chosen one. This is this person. You know, Anakin's not the chosen one. Luke is, and so on and so forth. You know, people are grabbing onto all this stuff. And I think he's just trying to say, look, George Lucas took this Greek mythology and twisted it and brought it into this space opera of Star Wars, this epic fantasy film saga. And that's what he did. So you have these characters, just like in Greek mythology, who just, they can't win. They're just, they have their place in the story. And while you love them, and you have all right to love them, they're not as powerful or as great as you may want them to be. So therefore, when you fight about and argue with other fans about these characters, sometimes you just look like a fool because you don't completely understand what George Lucas did and created while he was creating Star Wars. And I think that's part of the issue with fandom. I'm not going to say that's all the issues, but I, again, want to see it all brought together. So what does he say? He goes, Luke Skywalker is Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty. He can talk to things that don't speak English, and he understands what they're fucking saying. He says, a fairy godfather instead of, or he gets a fairy godfather. So he's saying Luke gets a fairy godfather instead of a fairy godmother, who teaches him how to be the best Jedi in the world in no fucking time fucking flat. So the Godfather, obviously, he's talking about is Obi-Wan Kenobi, which he's not wrong. You know, Obi-Wan Kenobi pretty much teaches him to be a better person, teaches him to be the person that he's meant to be. Not necessarily a better person, but, you know, it's he who pushes him to be who he's supposed to be. Just like, you know, and Cinderella has the fairy godmother who pushes her to be who she's going to be at the end of the story. And, you know, that's, again, we're jumping back to this whole Rey thing, because again, this sequel trilogy has really divided the fans more than even the prequel trilogies did, And, you know, what's crazy is people complain about Rey and her inability or her abilities to know how to use the Force with the lack of training that she had. The same thing happened with Luke, and people don't pay attention to that, or they refuse to see it, you know, and that's, I think, kind of the problem, and where Freddie Prinze Jr. is getting here, and don't get me wrong, it's not exactly the same. I get that Rey has some abilities that are a little more, more powerful than Luke ever had when Luke started, but you have to remember, they have built that up through the story. You know, there is a moment where Luke states, I have not seen this much raw power since, you know, Kylo Ren. I mean, that's not the exact words from the movie, but that's what he was talking about. He hasn't seen this raw power since Ben Solo, and it scares him because he never had that raw power. Yeah, he had the ability to use the Force, and it was easy for him to train and learn how to use it, and he learned it pretty quickly. But somebody who is even more powerful than Luke was at that point in time in his age It makes sense that they have the ability to utilize the Force, and maybe even in ways that they don't even understand. And that's kind of what Freddie Prinze Jr. is getting to here. Is like, look, guys, pay attention to the movies. Pay attention to the story. Don't just nitpick this here, and say this sucks when it's mirroring or poetic to what has happened in the past. That's what people need to realize. Then I'm going to finish off here with this, is there's no such thing as a gray Jedi. Qui-Gon even says, I turn towards the light because it's there. There's no gray. That's pretend fan fiction shit, which is cool, but don't try to canonize it because it doesn't work, and I'm never going to buy it, ever. Star Wars is for kids, and that's the big thing. You know, he wants people to understand Star Wars is for kids, and it truly is. Star Wars was made for kids. It was not. George Lucas did not make Star Wars for the adults. He made it for 12-year-olds. George Lucas has talked about that multiple times during the initial trilogy, during the prequel trilogy. He always talked about it being for kids and a new generation of kids. Guess what? This current sequel saga, it was made for kids. Yes, those of us who love Star Wars and have loved Star Wars since we were kids are going to want to watch it and see it, but it's not made for us. That is just something that people need to get over and understand, and that's what Freddie Prinze Jr. was really trying to say here, is people, look, you may love Star Wars, you may love it too much, but Star Wars is made for kids. If you don't like the sequel trilogy, you still have the prequels. If you don't like the prequels or the sequels, you still have the original. And all the way around, you know where I'm going with this. That's all Freddie Prinze Jr. is trying to say. He could have said it a little better way. He did drop the F-bomb quite a few times. And again, that's not his entire rant. I want you to go over to scpod.net, check out his rant. You'll find it there. Listen to it, because he does hit some major points that make sense in the fandom. We don't want to divide this fandom anymore. And the more we fight, the more that we sit there and nitpick and try and tear apart the issues and problems that we have with these movies, the more divide that there's going to be. And let me tell you, since I was 10 years old, so since like 1996 or 95, what have you, I have loved Star Wars, and I have supported it in any possible way that I could. Why can't we just continue to do that now, everyone? Why not? I mean, come on. This rant was epic. It was epic. It was an epic Star Wars rant, because he hit so many great points. I don't agree with the way that he called out some of the fans, but I do agree with the way that he's talking. And Grey Jedi is one of the things I will always stand on my hill and fight to the death to. There's no such thing as a Grey Jedi. I can't take it. I can't stand it, because it makes no sense. There's no Grey Jedi. Jedi is light. Sith is dark. So you can't take a gray light. You can't take the light side and make it gray. If there is ever going to be a gray, there's going to be a middle force user, but they will never call it gray Jedi. And that's what he's trying to say. It's not that there aren't force users who go in between the light and the dark, but they're not Jedi, nor are they Sith. So you can't call him a gray Jedi. He's something else. He's named something else. The Bendu in Rebels, for instance. He is something in between. He is something more than a Jedi and a Sith. And Freddie Prinze Jr., who played Kanan in Rebels, he was the voice of Kanan in Rebels for 5 seasons, I believe it was, did an excellent job, and he learned so much about the Force from Dave Filoni, who Dave Filoni learned directly from George Lucas himself. So I take what he's saying over what many of the fans are saying when it comes to Star Wars. I would take his word over any of that any day. And if I saw he was wrong, I would say he's wrong. But what he said in his rant was not incorrect in his assessment or his in the way that he spoke. I mean, again, like I said, I don't agree with how he handled some of it and how he freaked out as much as he did. But the points that he hit were dead on. So what do you think? Do you think Freddie Prinze Jr. was right in calling out the fans, the fandom? Do you think he was right on everything that he said about Star Wars being for kids? What do you think about the Jedi? What do you think about the archetypes that there are within the saga and the franchise? Is he dead on about that? Is he right about that? Or do you see Star Wars a completely different way than he or even the creator, George Lucas, has envisioned it? Let us know. Let me know in the comments. Make sure you email me if you have any questions, or if you want to talk to me about anything. Email me at shootingthesith@gmail.com. I will answer your emails, or maybe if you want to ask some questions for the show, I will say the questions on the show and answer them on the show. Who knows? But let me know what you want. You can find me on Twitter at rslavinsky. That's at rslavinsky. And again, go over to scpod.net for all your spoilerverse needs. So much great stuff over there. There's a lot of stuff going on for the movie The Joker, or for Joker right now. A lot of different reviews on there. We are right now ranking our top 8 Jokers that have ever been on screen or on this big or small screen. Right now we're having our discussions each day, different Jokers being discussed, and then next week we will release our rankings of who the best Joker is, from 8 to 1 or 10 to 1 or whatever number it was. I think it was 8. Check it out, scpod.net. Thanks for listening, and I will talk at you next week. Hopefully we got a trailer to talk about next week. Hopefully we get that. So I will talk to you all later. May the Force be with you.